I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So apparently people have officially crossed the line with AI. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We are no longer using it to write emails, help with homework, or figure out what's for dinner.
No.
People are now using AI to see what their future kids or their future spouse is going to look like.
No, it's insane.
It's like, wow, that person is really jacked up.
And you know what? It's cute and fun, but I low-key think it's dangerous. And AI scares the crap out of me. It really does. Because there are things that they can do, they, them, she, her.
It.
It. I'm like talking about them like they're a real person. That it can do.
No offense, AI.
No,
don't want to assume your pronouns.
Respectfully, of course. And found myself in a situation last night. I love chat. I talk to chat every day. Chat helps me with a lot of things that I need to do that make my life a lot easier. And it can do it better than I ever could. And it helps with outlines and guidance of things. You know, it's not the end all be all, but it gets a nice start going for you. Yesterday, I'm like winding down, getting ready for bed. I'm about to brick my phone so I can basically like shut it off for the night.
Yeah.
And I get a text message from my fiance who's outside taking the dog out.
Oh, so she texts you while she was outside.
Literally, we were apart for like 2 minutes. So I get a text from her. I'm like, I hope everything's okay, because the last time I got a text from her 5 seconds after she left, she smashed into a deer. So I was like, what's going on here? And she goes, she sent me a screenshot of her in chat and goes, it's a photo of her and I. And she goes, make us a family. And chat comes back with me, her, our two kids, and a random man in the corner, which I'm assuming is probably you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Let me see that. Please show it. Let me, please. I thought it was more cartoonish. This is an actual.
No, this is an
actual photo. Who's the dude?
We don't know. We do not know. No, we don't know.
Oh, at least you have a son. You have a little, very cute little girl.
We're in a throuple with a man.
You, Patrice, and I'm assuming that's me.
Yep, fully you. Fully you. So yeah. slide to the next page.
Can I just say, extremely cute kids.
Right. Of course. I mean, they're mine. So slide to the next page, and that's like what it would be if it was just the four of us.
This is creepy.
It's creepy. So I'm like, she's like, this is what our kids would look like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
You gonna let your kid wear this much beige? He looks like a Band-Aid.
So, okay. I have the photo. I'll post it on our Instagram at 90pixbyrochester and Breezy on Air.
Please.
So I'm like, okay, this is like cute and fun, and like it's fun to play pretend. But I think that this is very dangerous moving forward for a lot of different reasons. Number one, this is kind of giving and setting people up for an expectation of what their future kids are going to look like that will not probably ever lead up to what it is.
Big right? time.
It
no.
really won't.
And
it's just not going to.
Imagine showing that photo to your actual kid one day. Like, yeah, sweetie. This is what AI said you'd look like, and honestly, it oversold it.
I think it's leading to like disappointment. Obviously, you're going to love your kids, of course, but if you have this idea of what your kids are going to look like in your head and it's just your imagination, that's one thing. When it's on a screen in front of you, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother ballgame. And you know my fiance Patrice, she loves to perseverate on things. So her being like, oh, well, you know, this is our son and this is what he's going to look like and blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a level of disappointment when we actually do have a child.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, well, they, you know, aren't a towhead and they have pitch black hair and whatever. It's not what I was expecting drummed up for me.
They're jacked up. Yeah, they're not cute.
And I think it's like cute in theory, but I think this is the level of danger.
It's emotional.
With AI?
It's emotional damage. At what point? At what point do we just let life surprise us again? You know what I mean? When do we do that? Why can't it just be a surprise? I've played out in my head so many times of what my kid was going to look like. I'm not using AI,
right?
But just I've seen
normal.
It. I'm in the hospital room. My wife gives birth. They hand me the baby. It's a different skin color. Yep. I've played this.
He goes, I'm out. An easy out for me.
Deuces.
Yeah. So the whole AI thing, and I think it's just toying with people's emotions. It's one thing, like you said, to help you write an email and, you know, do a little one sheet here and there. But to be like, here are your kids, it's creepy.
No, it is. But I could totally understand, too. I understand why people are so
curious. Because we all want to know things about things that we have no idea about. And we want to know what's to come and we want to know what's next. And we don't want the element of surprise as humans. We can't handle it.
But that's the thing. Okay, you're going to use AI to see what your future spouse or kids looks like. Fine. Go ahead, though, and take it with a grain of salt. There are so many people that are so confident in this technology that they're thinking, oh, this is exactly what my kid is going to look like. Says who?
Yeah.
Who says?
No, I know. I'll post those photos for you guys. not Patrice framing them around our home.
Oh, no.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.